Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the special edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A. Smith, coming at you as I love to do every single week. Normally, I'm coming at you on just Wednesday nights, what have you, talking about politics and stuff like that. But I felt compelled to come on the air a little bit earlier this week after what I've had to endure this weekend. What I had to endure this weekend were an abundance of people talking a whole lot of stuff about me because they did not like what I had to say about Representative Jasmine Crockett. She is a Democrat out of Texas, Texas's 30th congressional district. Her work, you know, and her verbiage and all of that stuff speaks for itself. And she has become, a big time public figure in essence, not just as a representative, but speaking out on a plethora of issues involving the current administration and the White House, et cetera, et cetera. And I made some noise last week because I had the temerity, the unmitigated gall to say this about Representative Crockett when talking about the state of our politics in the midst of a government shutdown, by the way, that has unfolded since October 1st. Take a listen to what I had to say last week, please. You Jasmine Crockett or somebody like that. Ladies, I respect intelligent women, no doubt. But how a Jasmine Crockett chooses to express herself, I'm like, is that going to help your district in Texas? Aren't you there to find a way to get stuff done as opposed to just being an impediment to what Trump wants? How much work goes into that? I'm just going to go off about Trump, cuss him out every chance I get, say the most derogatory, incendiary things imaginable, and that's my day's work. That ain't work. Work is saying that's the man in power. I know what his agenda is. I'm not exactly in a position to stop him since the Republicans have the Senate and the House. But maybe if I'm willing to work with this man, I might get something out of it for my constituency. Because like Joe Manchin said, he's there to represent, or was there for 15 years to represent, the people of West Virginia. She's supposed to be there to represent the people of Texas. I don't know. Maybe that just sounds ignorant because it's so simple. But it ain't that damn complicated. We make it complicated. Damn, it's frustrating. It really can be. And all the verbiage and all the nonsense that I've heard over the last few days is why it can get exhausting. Because nothing frustrates me more than when people have the truth at their disposal and they choose maybe not lie, maybe not even embellish, but allow their emotions to usurp facts and all of a sudden want to use that as an excuse to label me as being something and doing something I'm neither not nor have I done, which in this case is disrespecting Representative Crockett out of Texas, who, by the way, has had an invite to this show for weeks, by the way. Governors Josh Shapiro and Spencer Cox came on this show. Senator Lindsey Graham came on this show. Joe Manchin, now retired, came on this show. Bill O'Reilly, Bill Maher came on this show. Okay. And more coming. And she has an invite. And AOC has an invite. Hakeem Jeffries, Democratic House leader, he just was on this show. I've invited Jasmine Crockett. I have nothing but respect for her. I just disagree on what she's making headlines for because I think it's counterproductive to the ultimate goal. But yet, here we are, and the word disrespect comes in. And people try to engage with words, you know, like disrespect and implying misogyny and all of this other nonsense. Stop it. Stop it. Can we be grown-ups and deal with what the real issue is involving what I said? Willie D, Roland Martin, Bakari Sellers, and Angela Rye, who I have profound respect for. I mean, the list goes on and on with all of these people. I don't have their names in front of me to my producer that texted it to me. I don't have my phone on me right now. So I apologize by not having those names in front of me. But what are we talking about? How's it disrespectful to say what I said? Could you just disagree? Could we just say, yo, Stephen A., I disagree with you. Here's why. We got Willie D. Put up that quote, please. He's putting out quotes or texts or tweets about me. Let's see that again. Stephen A. Smith taking shots at Jasmine Crockett ain't just messy, it's weak. Dude is sitting on one of the biggest mics in America, and instead of using it to uplift, he's tearing down a black woman who's out here putting in real work. That ain't critique, that's betrayal. Jasmine Crockett ain't the problem. She's the kind of woman who walks into rooms full of snakes and makes the snakes flinch. Meanwhile, Stephen's showing what happens when the paycheck gets louder than the principal. That's sucker shit, straight up, end quote. Wow, Willie D. You sure are uplifting. I mean, I got to be touched. That was inspirational. Really, that really, really was. That was inspirational. I'm doing sucker shit. That's what you call inspirational? That's what you call uplifting? Really? Now, I haven't heard everything that Roland Martin said, D.L. Hughley had to say, and all the other names that I mentioned, but I'm sure it's along the same lines. Now, but respect, first of all, I'm going to be very, very careful about anything that I say about Roland Martin because he's a friend. I'm going to be careful about anything that I say about D.L. Hughley because I have respect for that man. We've spoken a few months ago. I got nothing but love for him. I am concerned about him not making people laugh and smile as much anymore as he used to because he's more of an activist now than a comedian, but that's a choice and that's his right. And nothing but love for him and respect. And anybody else too. My issue with Bakari Sellers is how he talked about me without ever speaking out or reaching out because you don't like a position that I took before or whatever, but you want to come on and sell your book after. See, I don't play that nonsense. I don't like that. Disagree with what I said. Say why without all the other nonsense. Got nothing but respect. Willie D got over 1 million subscribers. Man, props to you. Doing your thing, wishing you nothing but the best. I'm not getting into all that nonsense. But let's deal with what I was saying, please. Can we do that? Can we be real? So let's take it. Let's take it back. Let's look at the resume of Jasmine Crockett, 30th Congressional District. By the way, the two senators that represent Texas is Senator John Cornyn and Ted Cruz, both Republicans. I'm so surprised. Okay. So you got them in Texas and they're doing their thing, right? What are we talking about here in terms of Jasmine Crockett's district? 750,000 North Texans. Texas's 30th congressional district, vibrant community in the heart of Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. That's the area she represents as a congressional representative. Earned her BA in business administration from Rhodes College and her JD from the University of Houston. She's licensed to practice law in Texas, Arkansas, and the federal courts. So this is an accomplished, well-educated woman. Ain't nothing about her stupid. Ain't nothing about her something to dismiss or disrespect when it comes to her resume. Let's get that out of the way so as to make sure I'm not being disrespectful when we're talking about her, okay? What's her reputation? Crockett's performance in the House, according to research, and her success in delivering wins for her district is quote unquote mixed. She's active, ambitious, invisible, exceptional when it comes to fundraising. But many of her major efforts are still works in progress, bills stuck in committees, introduced but have stalled, etc., according to congress.gov. I'm just reading. She faced similar difficulties as a state rep. the Texas legislature's sole black freshman, had big plans for her first session. She ended up mostly playing defense, according to them. And what the implication was is that while she's great at fundraising, the challenge for her was cultivating relationships in Congress. And what does that mean? Potentially going across the aisle when you don't want to. Potentially going across the aisle, okay, when it might be in the best interest of the 750,000 constituents you represent. We know you're a Democrat. We know how disgusting and vile you find the president to be. You've told us on more than one occasion. What I was saying was, where's that going to get you when you're so willing and so apt to verbalize it the way that you choose to verbalize it? How is that going to be productive to your constituents? You have every right to feel the way that you feel about them. You have every right to do everything that you can to vote him out of office, or in his case, the people that are under him, the J.D. Vances of the world, a Marco Rubio of the world, a Pam Bondi, a Cash Patel, and others. You have every right. You should be doing everything you can to win the midterm. But what I'm saying is, where is her rhetoric going to get her and the people she represents in the 30th congressional district in Texas? What am I talking about? To my producers, could y'all play the clip when she's talking about the president as an enemy of the United States? Could she play that, please?
Your reaction to his appointment?
He needs to go. I mean, this is very simple. We right now have a white supremacist that is sitting in the White House. He is backed up by other white supremacists. And if you really want to know who the criminals are in this country, you can Google it. You don't have to trust me. But the people that commit 80% of the most violent crimes in this country are white supremacists. Yet for whatever reason, they sit and they serve at the pleasure of the president. They are the ones that were there on January 6th, tearing our democracy down physically. And now we have them tearing us down right here from within. Here is the problem.
Of course, Congresswoman, to interrupt you, but President Trump, of course, has denied any allegations of the white supremacists, and that's why he apparently fired what he has. I know your point, but he did fire Darren Beatty in reaction, they believe, in part to his attendance at that conference. Does that change your opinion in any
way? No, it doesn't change my opinion.
So that's the first clip. There's a president in the United States that you're calling a white supremacist, and you're saying that the people who work under him are that as well. While you're in the government needing assistance from that administration to get things done for your constituency and beyond. Okay, that's clip number one. Play clip number two, please, a full-fledged criminal. Play that, please.
Not our democracy. Well, he did say he'd be a dictator on day one. Oh, Democrats, you know, it's just Trump. He just talks. Well, let me tell you something. He is doing more than talking. We talked about Project 2025. We talked about the consolidation of power. We talked about how he wanted to be a king. We talked about in a democratic republic, that is not what it is. We have some sort of checks and balances, and he is doing everything that he can to get rid of those checks and balances. The DOJ and the people that he's going after were simply doing their jobs. The problem is that Americans thought that it was okay to take a full-fledged criminal and make him the president of the United States, and then they want to act aghast when he does criminal things. Let me tell you, we have a thug in charge of the United States, and if we don't wake up, we may not have a United States, because right now he has only been successful in being a divider in chief.
So you care about facts, meaning the Democrats and the Republicans don't. Okay. That's another clip. And by the way, full-fledged criminal and thug. Those were words. How about this one where she called the president a piece of shit? Play it.
Because the Supreme Court has paved the way for half the stuff that we see that's going on. Listen, Donald Trump is a piece of shit. Okay, we know that. Yes, yes. He is. He is. He is.
Donald Trump is a piece of shit. That's what she said. That's the third one. There's another one here where she's talking about how the GOP doesn't care about facts, but the Democrats do. You just heard that. There was also another one where she called them again a white supremacist. But it didn't just stop there. She went to her own governor of the state of Texas, who's in a wheelchair, by the way. Keep that in mind. And listen to what she said about him.
We in these hot-ass Texas streets, honey. Y'all know we got Governor Hot Wheels down there. Come on now. And the only thing hot about him is that he is a hot-ass mess, honey. So yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Governor Hot Wheels. And the only thing that is hot about him is that he's a hot-ass mess. And that's going to serve 750,000 constituency in the 30th District of Texas. That is what I was saying. Never mind what she feels. Never mind whatever level of justification you may have towards feeling the way that you feel. When you're in her position, that's not going to get you anywhere. That's what I was saying. What I was saying was this educated, brilliant black woman representing over 750,000 people is engaging in verbiage and rhetoric for the streets. And that's fine when you're in the streets. How many of y'all bring the streets to the table when you're at the negotiating table trying to get a deal done? How many of you are able to think that for a second that you're able to bring street verbiage to Capitol Hill and that's going to work for you? You literally have senators and congressional figures on Capitol Hill on the side of the Republicans telling the networks, whether it's Fox News, News Nation, or anybody else, please, please, please put her front and center on camera. Why would they do that? Because they know it wins for them. And what I was saying was, I appreciate her passion, her intellect, the fact that her heart and her willingness to be courageous and all of those things are in the right place. But my God, isn't it about winning too? Ain't it about getting it done? How about positioning yourself since Jasmine Crockett was on the record stating that we got to keep our eyes on the federal courts because the conservative federal courts are putting forth rules and regulations, policies, and fiduciary and judicial things that serve to benefit one side of our country, but not necessarily all sides. Well, wouldn't that mean that you'd want to become a judge? You are a lawyer by trade. You are licensed to practice law in Texas, Arkansas, and the federal courts. Wouldn't you be somebody that we'd want on the courts or at least on committees having a strong arm towards dictating who ends up on the courts, not just the Supreme Court, but federal courts throughout this country? Because that's what senators do, right? Wouldn't you want to position yourself to be able to beat a Ted Cruz or a Senator Cornyn? I'm talking about winning. I'm talking about winning. And listen, I voted for Kamala Harris. And I voted for her because I said, even though I wasn't fond of her as a candidate, I certainly thought that she would be more willing to work across the aisle and work with more congressional and Senate representatives than he would. I certainly felt like we wouldn't be hearing words like authoritarianism and dictators and stuff like that. I knew that. So I get where you're coming from. But when you talk about we're honest, they're not. Were you honest when you chose Hillary and you shoved aside Bernie Sanders as a party? Were you honest when you chose Biden and you shoved aside everybody else because it was his turn? Were you honest when you bypassed a primary and made sure to ensure that Kamala Harris was the Democratic nominee for the presidency of the United States when all of you knew that Biden was finished. You knew he had no business staying in the presidency. You knew that you could have influenced things in a way that would have forced him out. We would have had a primary, and the best candidate for the job would have been running against Trump this past, you know, last November. You knew that. But like 2016, like 2020, as was the case in 2024, and unlike the Republicans, the conservatives, the elite chose our candidate. The people were bypassed on the Democratic side of the aisle. You circumvented your way as a party around the election process, and you have the audacity to talk about how others are a threat to democracy? Where's the consistency? Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me that the Democratic Party hasn't catered to elites every bit as much as they've accused Republicans of doing all of these years over the last three elections. Tell me that they said we listening to the people and we not just doing what we want to do because we're the one that's control the party and we'll manipulate them. Tell me that they haven't gotten folks, not specifically y'all, but folks like y'all, to sit up there and label anybody like me or others who would dare question the establishment and how things go down and say, yo, he a sellout. Yo, he don't care. What's up, Willie D? What's up? We want to talk policy? I didn't call you a name. I didn't disrespect you. I didn't diminish you, your intellect, your soul, your heart, your conscience, and whether or not it was in the right place. I'm just talking facts, bro. You in your 50s too, if not older. You're a grown-ass man. What's up? That's it? That's what you got? He's being disrespectful? How am I disrespectful? If Jasmine Crockett was in my face right now, I would thank her for her service to our country, but I would ask her respectfully, how do you think that's going to work? Is that going to win the midterms? You know how they manipulate stuff. You know how they take sound bites. You know how they can make anybody look if you say the wrong things, particularly when you're an elected official. If you're coming across as belligerent, undisciplined, and a loose cannon, how do you then get to say what Trump is? Or the people under him when they're acting belligerent? Tamika Mallory, respectful woman, black activist, supporter of Black Lives Matter movement, along with various other things, highly intelligent, incredibly accomplished. I've heard so many wonderful things about this sister. I've read up on her a little bit, nothing but profound admiration. And then I see this. Black men, I have a question. I see a lot of great commentary from many of you on Stephen A. Smith's ignorant statements time and time again. This time he disrespected a powerful black woman who's putting her life in danger, fighting for us. At what point will you all lead the charge to turn him off? Go ahead and turn me off, ma'am. It's no longer a difference of opinion. Stephen A. Smith's actions are intentional, and in this climate especially, it's dangerous. Just wondering if you all plan to do him like you did the NFL about Colin, or are we still watching his commentary on Wake Up? We protect Jasmine for us, period, end quote. So, Tamika, don't recall ever meeting you. Never a conversation. You want me canceled because I asked a question, Jasmine Crockett, how is that going to work for you and your constituency? You are a black woman who is speaking your mind. I spoke my mind about whether or not that strategy is going to work for her and going to work for the Democrats in pursuit of regaining power during the midterm elections, and hopefully the presidency in 2028, because I'm not a Republican and I don't have a desire to vote for any of the Republican candidates that I see. And because of that, you want me canceled? You want to rally folks up to go against me. Let's get it on a micro scale. I'm a black man that's not doing for black people. How about the black people I employ? How about what I do with HBCUs? How about what I do within the walls of ESPN? How about the brothers and sisters that I've helped in this industry? All of that gets shoved aside and dismissed because I asked Representative Crockett, how's that going to work for you? Really? It's highly, highly, highly intelligent and accomplished as you are. That's all that it takes for you to go against everything that has helped make us what we are, that helped get, what were we saying? Whether it's civil rights movement, pre-civil rights movement, post-civil rights movement, it's about having a voice and a connection. It's about having a microphone that resonates. It's about provoking dialogue and introspection. I have this show. You're welcomed on it. Jasmine Crockett's welcomed on it. Roland Martin has been on several times. Angela Rye's welcome on it. D.L. Hughley's welcome on it. Everybody doesn't have a platform. Most people who have a platform don't bring people on who disagree with them. I invite it all the time. But because I have an opinion about what's going to work and what's not, that's what we're doing. When you look at the platforms that I have available to me, have you noticed how many black folks, how many women are suddenly on these platforms over the years compared to what it was before I arrived? Look at the names in power at ESPN, at Disney, at SiriusXM, even at Simon & Schuster. My book at Simon & Schuster was published through Imprint 13A. Mr. Charles Soup, a black man who was one of the most influential voices in all of publishing. I am quite sure that black people who have worked with me, who have worked for me, who have worked under me, whatever, I am quite, my bosses, I'm quite sure they don't all agree with every opinion that I say. But they still hired me. And the people that I employ, I still hire them because it's not a requirement that somebody agrees with me in order for me to be allowed over the air. Do you have any idea what you've implied by putting out that tweet? By mere gesture that Jasmine Crockett, I don't think that's the way to go if you want to get the most for your constituency. I don't think that's the plan. You have any idea, Ms. Mallory, respectfully, what that implies? A Roland Martin, a Willie D, all of y'all, that might coincide with that kind of thinking. You have any idea? Never in a million years would I even think to advocate for your cancellation just because I may disagree with you. I would never do that. Never, not in a million years. If I had the power with the executives that I know at various networks, if I had the power to get rid of any of y'all, because your policies, your ideology, or your opinion about a particular subject or a particular individual differ from mine, I would never, ever in a million years do that to you. I wouldn't do that to anybody. But somehow, some way, that's the world we're living in. And this is why I despise not any individual, but the politicians on Capitol Hill, what they collectively as a body have done to our nation. They feed division. They feed this kind of nonsense where they instigate stuff and then they turn around and they leave it to us to scratch and claw and fight amongst ourselves. So we get to ignore focusing on their efforts or lack thereof when it comes to the real issues that affect us as American citizens and especially as Black people. We got a government shutdown here. 750,000 people plus have been furloughed or fired. What are the Democrats asking for right now when it comes to specifically what they want and what they're looking for? They want the government reopened. They want to extend the Affordable Care Act premium subsidies. They want to make sure to restore or reverse certain cuts and restrictions from the big, beautiful bill. Is any of that getting done? I got a dude in the White House that adversaries say has no code of ethics, has no moral compass whatsoever. All he is about is something being in it for himself. That's what critics say. All I said in return is, well, then that should be easy to figure out what you can get from him. Because since the Republicans have the House and the Senate and the federal courts and the White House, there's nothing you can do other than figure out a way. I don't like this man, but I'm a Democrat, and I know that it's understood that I'm going to politic against him. However, in the meantime, I got 750,000 constituents to represent. Let me figure out a way to maneuver through this terrain to make sure we can get what we can for my peoples. As a product of an HBCU, as an ambassador for HBCU Week, why don't you take a moment to ask yourself how, just in September, the president suddenly decided that over $500 million, or approximately $500 million, was going to be taken from predominantly white institutions and transferred over to HBCU. I'm not saying I had anything to do with it, but I did speak to him about it. Check out the clips from News Nation from months ago. And suddenly it happened. I didn't vote for him. I don't like the way he acts. I don't like how he seems to be stripping back or scaling back access to Black history, the Smithsonian Museum and other things. Don't get me started. Blaming Black folks for DEI. But I also didn't like the fact that Black folks were gravitating to DEI. Like, that's what qualified us. DEI benefited white women more than it benefited Black people. That's the truth. Our intestinal resolve, our skill set, what we bring to the table. Hell with DEI. We'll find another way. We always do. What I'm talking about is avoiding being so transparent that everybody sees you coming and knowing how to derail you before you even gain momentum. That's all I was talking about, Miss Mallory. That's all I was talking about, Roland Martin, Willie D. That's what I was talking about. And I shouldn't say Roland Martin because I really didn't see what he had to say about me, but it doesn't matter. I got love for the brother. I don't care. I'm always have love for him. It's just that simple. D.L. Hughley, the same thing. Those two brothers I've communicated with throughout the years. Not that much, but I got love for them. But I'm not y'all. And the one thing that will never happen, I will never succumb to, I will never surrender to, is somebody intimidating and trying to rally folks against me to quell what I have to say. Bump that. I ain't built that way. Facts are facts. Jasmine Crockett is a representative out of Texas who I believe's heart's in the right place, is incredibly passionate, definitely intelligent, with a damn good resume. All I'm saying is that at some point in time when you want to get things done, you got to walk across the aisle and deal with people that you don't want to deal with. I've been in this business for over 30 years. there is a level of success that I have been blessed and fortunate by God to achieve. There is no doubt that I have encountered people that I believe are racist as hell, or no good, or certainly didn't have our community's interests at heart in any way. And somehow, some way, you have to work with them. You have to work for them sometimes. You have to deal with them. Even here on YouTube, do you know something? If you say, if you speak the way that Jasmine Crockett has spoken sometimes, that stuff gets flagged. It doesn't even get disseminated. This notion that you can do what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, to whomever you damn well please, while still having your hand out for other people's assistance, it's not how things get done. Y'all are talking about and alluding to being real and authentic. I'm talking about something more than that. Winning. Going to midterms? You're going to win the presidency? Are you going to get power and relevancy back in our United States government? Because you see, that's what Hakeem Jeffries has to deal with. That's what Chuck Schumer has to deal with. That's what Nancy Pelosi has to deal with. That's what an abundance of Democrats have to deal with. Obama's out of office. He still has to deal with that. Everybody has their thoughts and opinions, and I get that. But to call for a rally for me to be canceled, that's shameful. It's immature. Bad news. Not only do I have the platform that I have more coming. I'm just not at liberty to talk about it right now. I'm not going away. I'm expanding. And you know what the sad part about this is? When I have a platform and the desk is bigger, it's because I'm going to have people right on this desk with me. Some of them are going to be Republicans. Some of them are going to be independents. Some of them are going to be Democrats. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to point them in the direction of a Tamika Mallory, of a Roland Martin, of a D.L. Hughley, of a Willie D., of a host of folks representing that side of the aisle, showing a level of respect far exceeding the respect you were willing to accord me. And why would I do that? It's very simple. Because it's bigger than me. It's not about me. It's about getting things done and making sure that voices that need to be heard and issues that need to be addressed happen instead of being petty because you didn't like what somebody said and misconstruing and redefining what they said and labeling it as disrespect and trying to come across as if it were misogynistic. I'm not doing that to anybody. But I have had a lot of people in my life that have done that, that have turned against me. I hope it was worth it, because they'll never be able to turn back. I see who they are, and I'm good with them being gone from my life. As for those of you out there that have your platforms and engage in your commentary, do you. I'ma do me. And with Jasmine Crockett, Representative Jasmine Crockett, I'm going to say once again, Go back and look at what I said. It was not disrespectful in any way. It certainly was not meant to be disrespectful in any way. I was simply talking about you and your verbiage potentially getting in the way of what you undoubtedly are aiming to accomplish because your soul is in that place. That's all. Nothing more. And you and your colleagues and contemporaries are always welcomed on this show. That's all I have to say. I hope that came across, and I sincerely hope that nobody tries to say I was disrespectful again. When I'm disrespectful, you'll know. This was not one of those times. I would not do that to Representative Crockett. I would not do that. That's it for the special edition of Straight Shooter with Stephen A. Hope y'all could appreciate where I was coming from. Remember, Straight Shooter with Stephen A, my weekly show on SiriusXM, Channel 124, POTUS Radio, comes on every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't miss it. I'll be here. See you in a couple of days. Peace and love.